You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Oh, do you? You want to change the world, huh? You laughed all the way to the Swiss banks as you stirred up the masses to riot, rob, loot, rape. Welcome to the Savage Nation. So we are living at the end of the arc of the hippie generation, where now thugs in the streets beat people up with impunity, and judges like Ruth Bader Ginsburg release the thugs on the street without bail. Welcome to the Savage Nation. There is a story that is very disturbing that goes through the whole thing about Ruth Bader Marx. It's a video of a man who goes onto a metro car in Miami. He walks in the car. He sees a young Hispanic woman sitting there alone. He goes out of the car. He checks that there's no one on the platform. He comes back and beats her up mercilessly, throwing her against the wall, punching her in the head 30 times. So he's caught. The woman is beaten really badly by this young black man. And he's arrested by the evil police, not by social workers. He's on the streets again because judges like Ruth Bader Ginsburg released him on the streets to do it again. And he had done it twice before to other people randomly. That is why judges matter. That is why Ruth Bader Marx Ginsburg matters. All you're hearing is how great she was, how wonderful she was. What a great hero she was. She was a monster. She destroyed much of our culture through the Supreme Court. Yesterday, I spent a great deal of time, without any vitriol, reading to you what she had actually ruled on about the sexist words that she wanted eliminated from all statutes. Words that she personally found offensive, she wanted gone. Man, woman, man-made, mankind, husband, wife, mother, father, sister, brother, son, daughter, serviceman, longshoreman, postmaster, watchman, seamanship, and to man a vessel. This psychopathic feminist wanted those words gone. She wrote about it. I'm not making it up. It's from her own 230-page book called Sex Bias in the U.S. Code, published in 1977 by the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. This is Ruth Bader Ginsburg's real legacy. She also destroyed your daughter's mind in college. Through her woke mentality, she infested and infected the minds of so-called professors who have tried to eliminate words like he, she, him, her, his, and hers to throw them down the memory hole. Ruth Bader Marx Ginsburg said they should be replaced and that federal statutes must eliminate the words he, she, him, her, his, and hers. This is what she did to this country. She did a lot more. She called for affirmative action, hiring quotas for women. She wanted police to be pushed aside so that women could become cops. Now, there's nothing wrong with a tough woman cop. I love them. Some of them are tougher than men. But not at the expense of a war hero who comes back from Iraq and is much better at the job than someone who knows nothing about urban combat. But that didn't stop Ginsburg. She called for the sex integration of Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. She wanted to eliminate the elimination of Mother's Day and Father's Day. She didn't like that. There's a lot of things that she did. Judges matter. She was like a cult leader. Her extremist views have infested the entire society. Now, if you want a complete podcast on the real radical Ruth Bader Ginsburg's legal record. I did it for you yesterday. I'm not going to repeat it again today. I can't stand this glorification of this Marxist. And the way she spoke, did you notice the voice, the dissimulation of her voice? It was a creepy voice, a very creepy voice that was used to get under your psyche and through your psyche, like, well, let's leave it at that, to get into your mind. She undermined the entire legal system for many, many decades. So let's go to today. Young woman alone, a Hispanic woman. She's on a Miami metro. Young Hispanic woman, 25 years old, I think. She's sitting there alone. Young black man, strong as can be, comes on the thing, looks, sees no one else is there, gets off, gets on. And then without a word, beats her, pounds her, throws her into a wall. That fine specimen of humanity is now released on the streets because of a judge who is no doubt just like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, twisting the law, bending the law to release felons on the street. That's the real Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, Brooklyn's going to name a municipal building after this woman who infested our court system. Now let's jump back to Florida. Florida governor will charge demonstrators with felonies for toppling statues or blocking traffic. Right away, the ACLU jumps in, a group that should be deported and their assets seized. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has threatened to bring felony charges against protesters. Protesters, I don't like the word. I love protest. I believe in protest. I think it's the core of our constitutional right to redress our grievances. But burning Portland night after night for 100 nights is not a protest. It's insurrection. And if DeSantis has his way, his proposal would also cut off so-called violent protesters from eligibility for unemployment benefits. Check yes. Keep people in prison without bond if they're arrested during riots until their first appearance in court. Check yes. Now, of course, Yahoo News and AP is screaming that it's all unconstitutional. The sweeping bill would also make blocking traffic a felony. It would invoke RICO statutes to identify protest organizers and link them to organized crime. Now, you got to understand something. I tweeted that they should do this about a month ago. I don't remember when. We'll find it. It's important you know how important I am in the media. Never mind what you hear, what you think, what you don't know. I tweeted that the protest organizers should be identified and charged under RICO statutes as organized criminals. And I'm glad to tell you that this idea has now permeated the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis. Listen to this now. Toppling statues or obstructing traffic during a riot could also be punished as felonies. Drivers, this is a good one, would not be liable for injury or death if they kill someone while fleeing a mob protest, according to the measure. Now, let's turn this around. You're a liberal with a Biden-Harris bumper sticker. And by some chance, you come upon a, quote, right-wing demonstration. You just accidentally turn down the wrong street. And your worst nightmare comes to pass. White men with guns. White men who are big and beefy and muscular. They're in the street. And suddenly, you're trapped in the middle of them. And you're scared to death. And you try to get away. And while you're trying to get away, you accidentally bang into one of them. What happens to you? Well, right now you say, well, gee, they did it to us. And they should be given, I don't know, the maximum sentence for running us over, even though we've imprisoned them in their own car. Well, let's put it another way. Your wife and children are driving in a car, and they turn down the wrong street somewhere in America. And there's a riot by these left-wing mobs. And your wife gets scared, and she wants to escape from the mob. They start to shake her car. If she accidentally bangs into one of these useless idiots and kills someone, she's arrested and charged with a vehicular homicide. In Florida, your wife would not be liable for injury or death if she accidentally killed someone while fleeing a mob protest, according to the new bill. It would also seek a mandatory 6-month jail term for people found guilty of throwing an object at law enforcement. Check yes. It's a great act. It should pass, but it's immediately being opposed by the subversives in the ACLU, the subversives in every left-wing group in America. How do you feel about that one? Florida governor will charge demonstrators with felonies for toppling statues or blocking traffic and chilling proposals. Why is it a chilling proposal? Who writes Yahoo News? Some leftist moron, 22 years old, wants all of our culture erased by these vermin? So I put that up on my Twitter feed, at Michael Savage. I think it's my Twitter handle, whatever it may be. My Twitter handle is, I got to read something, sir. Yeah, at a Savage Nation, sorry. So some guy says that toppling a statue is not a big deal. It's only made of plaster or stone, and it's not a crime. And I looked the guy up because you look at the person's Twitter feed, and it turns out he's a chicken farmer somewhere in California, some leftist chicken farmer. So I said to him, well, what happens now if... the animal rights activists find out you're a chicken farmer and they don't like the fact that you're killing chickens and they come to burn your chicken farm down. Who would you call, the police, or would you call the ACLU? You blow your whistle and call for a social worker as they came to burn your chicken farm down saying you're a chicken killer? These people don't understand what they're saying, many of them. They don't quite get it. What goes around comes around. Meanwhile, again, in Miami, Hispanics are being randomly attacked. Randomly attacked. A BLM anarchist assaulted an elderly Hispanic man in Miami who was riding a Metro Mover a few days after a Hispanic woman was attacked. It did not make it to Wolf Blitzer, Steve Carnacki, Jeffrey Toobin, Anderson Cooper, Allison Camerata, Anna Cabrera, and the other left-wing subversives in the media. They're the same ones, by the way, suggesting that the Supreme Court be packed with 15 judges in order to make sure that the will of the people is not heard. Listen to clip number two on the Savage Nation.
If the Republicans manage to essentially steal a second Supreme Court seat, the only way that we restore fairness is for Congress to pass an act expanding the court.
Do you say Democrats, if they get back the Senate in this election in November, should then move to expand the Supreme Court?
Are you in favor of trying to expand the numbers of justices on the Supreme Court?
Like the idea of eliminating the filibuster, should they do that?
As you know, some Democrats are openly threatening to try to pack the Supreme Court with additional justices. Would you agree with that?
Potentially changing the number of justices on the court, changing the filibuster, changing the number of states in the union.
I've had enough of these subversives. I don't even want to hear their voices. FDR tried this, liberal Democrat, socialist, however you want to define FDR. He tried it and his own party turned against them because they were afraid they'd be thrown out of office. And of course, all Republicans opposed FDR for his power grab. They compared him to Stalin. As a matter of fact, they compared him to Hitler when he did this. And it was shot down, packing the courts. But that has not stopped the media vermin on the left in this country to suggest that the courts be packed once again, violating what I would say at this point is a tradition of nine justices. That's not in the Constitution, by the way, that it be nine. It's changed over the years, but not for maybe 100 years has it been altered. So in other words, when they don't get their way, they change the rules. When they don't get their way, they change the goalposts. Is that the kind of world you want to live in? Now you understand how important a judge can be. Hispanic woman sitting on a car, subway car in Miami, is beaten viciously by a man. The man is arrested and released immediately without bail by a verminous left-wing judge. Is that the world you want to live in? Is that the world you want to live in because you think he's an oppressed minority? Well, she's also an oppressed minority. She's a Hispanic worker. I guess in the animal farm, some animals are more equal than others. If you read Orwell, I learned that when I was a teenager in the book Animal Farm. In Animal Farm, some animals are more equal than others. A wake is not woke. A bloke is not woke. A joke is not woke. A stroke is not woke.
Savage.
Let's talk about our newest sponsor. Thinker, in our fast-paced world, it's tough to make reading a priority, right? Well, at least it used to be. At thinker.org, they summarize the key ideas from new and noteworthy nonfiction, giving you access to an entire library of great books in bite-sized form. read or listen to hundreds of titles in a matter of minutes, from old classics like Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People to recent bestsellers like Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life. Thinker offers a large variety of titles across many categories, from current affairs, politics, and business to education, history, and relationships. So look, if you want to challenge your preconceptions, expand your horizons, and become a better thinker, go to thinker.org. Now, here's how you spell it. THINKR.org. THINKR.org. And start a free trial by downloading the app today and let them know you heard about them on the Savage Nation. That's thinker.org. THINKR.org. Thinker.org. To be a better thinker, go to thinker.org.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
No matter what happens, everybody sticks
with
their
team. We're going to have to blow up the entire system. And you know what we're going to have to do?
No, I don't know about
you know
that.
What we're going to what you have to do?
You just got to vote.
Honestly, from what your closing argument is, you're going to have to get rid of the Electoral College. Because the people...
I don't see it.
Because the minority in this country decides who the judges are and they decide who the president is.
Need a constitutional amendment to do that.
And if Joe Biden wins, Democrats can sack the courts and they can do that amendment and they can get it passed.
Now, Don Lemon is not the smartest man in the media. I told you, if you went into a light bulb store, you have a variety of light bulbs, 150 watt, 100 watt, a 70 watt, a 60 watt. Then below that, you have a 40 watt. There's some 20 watt bulbs. And then there are refrigerator bulbs, utility bulbs that go in ovens or in refrigerators. They're about a what, 5 watt bulb. I would say in brain power, Don Lemon is about a 5 watt bulb, which is perfect for the fools who listen to him. That does not stop Jeff Zucker from having this moron on CNN who says that we should pack the courts without any thought about it, of course, because he never read the history of it. And, of course, he wants to blow up the whole system. You know that if I went on this radio show and said we have to blow up the whole system, I would be off the air the next day. Do you know that? Do you know that there are rules in the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, that he just violated? But the rules don't matter. Because in Animal Farm, some animals are more equal than others. I'll leave it at that. The phone number is 855-407-2822. Again, if you missed any of my shows today, yesterday, last week, last month, last year, the beautiful thing is all of my podcasts carry all of my shows denuded of the ads, except for the podcast ads. So to hear this or any other show that you want to catch, just go to the podcast, the Michael Savage podcast, and you can get past shows, current shows, future shows. It's that simple. The phone number is 855-407-282. I'm the author of the new book, Our Fight for America, The War Continues. Would you say that there's a war? Releasing a felon who beats up an Hispanic woman on a subway car in the street? He's at war, and he has all the judges like Ruth Bader Ginsburg on his side. Which side are you on? Which side are you on, miss? Are you woke? You get caught in a mob in your car? You want the mob to be able to surround you and smash your windows in? Which side are you on, miss?
Savage.
I love Omaha Steaks. I'll tell you why. You could get fish. You can get lobster tails. The last thing you want to do is go to the grocery store. It's crowded. You have to wear masks. The selection isn't always great. Instead, stay at home and let Omaha Steaks ship your food directly to your door. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It is the best steak of your life. Guaranteed. Ask anybody. Omaha Steaks are perfectly aged, 100% American grain-finished beef for the ultimate in tenderness, juiciness, and flavor. American. The Omaha Steakhouse experience delivers everything you need for a classic steakhouse dinner in the comfort of your own home. Iconic steaks, classic sides, decadent desserts, and more. Every order is flash frozen, vacuum sealed, safely delivered in a cooler with dry ice and stays ready to cook in the freezer for months. I've used them. Months. They're all backed by their unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Right now, you can get a gourmet grill-out package with an exclusive offer just for my listeners. How? Please go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code SAVAGE into the search bar, and for this week, are you ready for this? Omaha Steaks will add 4 burgers and 4 gourmet jumbo franks free with your order. Can you believe this? It's called the Grill Out Favorites Package, and it lets you stay at home and eat like you're at the best steakhouse in town. We're talking a variety of gourmet grillables, like the Omaha Steaks bacon-wrapped filet mignon. Visit omahasteaks.com and type SAVAGE in the search bar and order today. Ask anybody about Omaha Steaks. Everyone has a good thing to say. Visit omahasteaks.com and type SAVAGE in the search bar and order today.
The American people deserve a fully staffed court of 9.
The president nominates, and then the Senate advises and consents or not, but they go forward with the process.
What we're seeing here, and I hope this is temporary, is a disrespect for the Constitution.
The Constitution is 100% clear. The president of the United States has the right to nominate someone to be a justice of the Supreme Court. Senate's function is to hold hearings and to vote.
The blockade on filling a naturally occurring vacancy, in my view, is harmful to the independence of the Article III branch.
You cannot keep a seat on the Supreme Court, which represents all of us. You cannot keep it vacant against the Constitution.
Do pretty much everything they can to avoid acknowledging the legitimacy of our democratically elected president.
The American people expect the president's nominee.
Okay, let's cut the feed now. That was them in 2016 saying the American people deserve a fully staffed court of 9. That was them in 2016. I suggest that, the Dems of today should listen to themselves of 2016. It's a done deal anyway. It's a slam dunk. They can't stop Trump on this. And that's going to be his greatest legacy. But there are many others. His peace deal in the Middle East is a Nobel-level peace deal. You know what's astonishing to me? The left poses as a movement for peace. So here we have a president who made peace between Arabs and Jews, the first of its kind, and one of the vermin, one of the worst of them all, a dissimulator of the worst kind, I forget his name, there's so many of them, comes out and says that it's not a good peace deal because it makes him uncomfortable. It makes him uncomfortable because Iran was left out in the cold. Do you understand which side these people are on? Yes, most of you do. There's a war out there. There's a war out there. Now let's talk about the Wuhan virus for a minute. Let's talk about the Wuhan virus, the masks. I have a friend who called me last night, very intelligent man, who recently took a short flight of about an hour and a half, I think from Las Vegas to somewhere. And he said the whole flight was packed with people who were obese and coughing. They wore masks, he said, but they took the masks off to cough. Are you listening to this? Do you know how stupid most people are? Do you know that most people are not smart enough to dress themselves? I see people riding bicycles in the clean air with a mask on. Do they understand the mask is to prevent them from spreading droplets? That they're not going to get it riding on a bicycle on a clear sunny day? Do they know how dumb they are? No. I don't think they even know who Leeuwenhoek was. They don't even understand the germ theory of disease. They have no idea what they're doing. So they're riding on a plane with a mask on, and they have to cough, so they take the mask off and spew their droplets all over the airplane. Can you believe this? This is the world we're living in now. So the same people now vote who ride bicycles with masks, run with masks on, cough on airplanes after removing their masks, they also vote. You hear this? Isn't democracy wonderful? Democracy is a wonderful, wonderful fantasy. It has not worked very well, by the way. But let's get into the disease for a minute. So my friend says to me, Michael, I don't know what to do right now. I'm taking my vitamin C. I'm doing this. I said, listen to me. I wrote about this in February. What you want to do is make sure that you are taking epigallocatechin. He said, what the hell is that? I never heard of it. Epigallocatechin is a tannin. Make it simple. Tea, green tea, green tea, green tea, green tea. What tannins do is open the cell membrane And then that permits zinc to cross the cell membrane into your cell. And when zinc enters your cell, it prevents the virus from replicating. This is a these are scientific facts. This is not coming from Fauci, the liar. This is coming from Michael Savage, PhD, epidemiologist, nutritionist. I've studied this for years, and I posted it on my website, michaelsavage.com, months ago. I think if Helen is listening, our Dr. Cunningham, to you, she should repost the little articles that we had. Where can you get epigallocatechin? What foods? And where can you get zinc? What foods? If you don't want to take supplements. So these are scientific facts. You open the cell membrane with epigallocatechin, the tannins in green tea, for example. There are others. There are foods that are rich in epigallocatechins, and there are foods rich in zinc. But if you want to go the quick way, you do it the other way. Then I told them to load up on vitamin A, take 100,000 units a day for a few days. I know that it can be toxic after a certain level, and then back it down, you know, to a lower level. But make sure you're getting enough vitamin A, vitamin C with the zinc, and there are other nutrients involved. So that's the quick version of it. You know, one day maybe I'll do a whole podcast on health and nutrition. And then one day maybe I'll do another day a whole podcast on antiques and guns. I'll have four people listen to that one. Maybe then I'll do a whole podcast on cars, classic cars, muscle cars. I was thinking about it. You know, one of the shows that I watch on TV a lot when I revert, I can't watch anymore the stuff on TV, is I revert to car shows. And I see these guys, these average guys who are not so average, ordinary guys who liberals would spit at, sneer at. They look at them and they think they're all Nazis because they're muscular, they have tattoos, they have beards, and they actually do things with their hands other than touch themselves. And you see them taking cars apart, literally making parts out of sheet metal. It's hard to not admire this. You know, sheet metal. They can roll sheet metal in tools and turn them into parts that they can't buy. These are the same men, by the way, who made weapons for the Revolutionary War. These are the same type of men who made weapons during World War II after the Nazis seized weapons from the conquered territories. These are the type of men who could make guns out of metal parts in their machine shops. That's why liberals hate them and fear them. So I got to thinking about guns today. I know it's a little off the track from Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Pardon me, because I have a wide range of things I can talk about, which you'll see eventually through my podcasts, and you'll come to understand how diverse and how remarkable my learning actually is. So I was looking through a rare gun catalog, and I'm talking about antique guns. And you know, I used to, as a kid, love dueling pistols. I remember when I was a little boy, my dad would travel from New York City to Philadelphia. I used to love he would take me off from school, take me out of school. We'd get in the car, the DeSoto with the roof rack. You know, think of those cars. They were huge cars. And I was off from school for the day. It was the happiest days of my life. I remember we drive out of New York. If you ever watch the show The Sopranos, you know, you go through the Jersey this, over the bridges. Then you get out on the Pennsylvania Turnpike they just built. First the Jersey Turnpike, PA Turnpike. And we get into Philly. We go into these antique stores. And, of course, he would buy the merchandise he could sell in his store, which was largely, you know, bronze statues. But as a kid even, I was obsessed with guns. Woo, that should scare you. So was everyone who created the U.S. Constitution, by the way. But don't tell that to the woke morons who are burning and looting. So I would look at the guns in these antique stores. My father never bought guns because in New York, nobody bought guns, especially antique guns. There was no use for them. But I was always attracted to antique dueling pistols. They're worth a fortune today. They were in a case and they had the parts. And I love dueling pistols. So over the years, I've collected some of them, not a lot of them. So last night I was bored at 2 a.m. and I went into an antique catalog on firearms. And I found a very inexpensive collection of arrowheads. Say, what the heck are you talking about now? A collection of arrowheads, 3 inches in length, 3/8 inch to 3 inches, complete with a variety of shapes and a large collection, called bird points, very rare, mounted in a display case. And I got to think about our predecessors here on the North American continent, known as North American Indians. I thought about the natives who lived here before there was the colonization, the invasion by Europeans, And I thought about how for 20,000 years, Native American peoples knew how to live off the land. There was no welfare, you see. Either they hunted, fished, hunted and gathered, hunted, fished, grew a thing, picked berries, or they starved to death. There was no government cheese. There was no PPP loan. Either you provided for yourself or you starved to death. Do you know that we have millions of people in this country who could not survive one day without a handout? Millions of them. Not hundreds, not thousands. Millions of people are now totally dependent upon a government handout. So, I mean, I want to buy the arrowheads to remind myself what survival really is. Think about it. The Native American peoples were here for 20,000 years. I think that is the estimate I saw recently. 20,000 years living off the land. And think about the advanced culture that they had. You know, you think about what would you do if you were naked and afraid in the woods. I want you to think about the physical culture of the Native American tribes. Tribes all had different languages. They had their different traditions, different languages, different traditions within each tribe. And then each tribe knew how to hunt, how to fish, how to trap, how to get things to keep themselves and their families alive. So you look at a simple arrowhead. Could you make an arrowhead? Let's say you were alone in the woods and you had to live there for the rest of your life. Could you make an arrowhead and then make an arrow and then make a bow and know how to shoot that arrow that you just made into the air to catch a bird or to hunt game with it? I couldn't. They did. So you want to laugh at people who didn't have Google and Facebook and Twitter? The kids today not only could not make an arrow, they couldn't shoot a toy arrow. They couldn't shoot a bow and arrow made for two-year-old children with a suction cup on the end of the arrow without stabbing themselves in the eye. And that's the world we're living in. They know nothing about survival, nothing about reality, nothing about the real world, but they know how woke they are and how evil Donald Trump is and how evil Republicans are. They know things that are not true, and they think it's true. Luckily, I know the truth. And just like God, God sees the truth but waits. The difference between me and God is I see the truth and I don't wait.
Savage.
Hey, do you want to enjoy the outdoors while also limiting your carbon footprint? Of course you do. You like to fish or hunt but don't like to lug equipment up a trail? Hey, you need a Rad Power Bike. What are Rad Power Bikes? You see, they're a cross between a traditional bike and a moped, but it doesn't require a special driver's license like a moped would. You can go up to 20 miles an hour without pedaling. Wow. So you can get out and about without getting sweaty. Great for commuting, getting out on the trail, hauling groceries, or even transporting your kids on the back. Rad Power Bikes are affordable. See, most e-bikes are in the $3,000 range. Rad Power Bikes, they start at just $999 and most are under $1,500. They're really a great deal. You have questions? Rad Power Bikes has dedicated U.S.-based customer support. They're there for you when you need them. They make the perfect gift for someone who loves being active and outdoors. Rad Power Bikes offers flexible financing for as low as 0% APR. And now, for a limited time, get a free accessory valued at up to $100 with the purchase of a Rad Power Bike. You heard me. A free gift up to $100 in value with your purchase. And free shipping to the lower 48 states. Jump on this. To get this special offer, text the word NATION to 64-000. Text NATION to 64,000. Enjoy Rad Bikes. Text NATION to 64,000.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Is the Savage Nation. We continue our discussion of topics varied here on the program. As you can see, I diverted into arrowheads because I got bored of Ginsburg. And, you know, how many times do you want me to say Trump this, Trump that? Biden this, Biden that. You don't expect me to call Biden names, do you? To make you laugh. You've heard it all before. Do you get tired of people glorifying Donald Trump? Don't you think there's enough of that after a while? We're going to vote for him, yes. But you have to turn him into a God figure in order to vote for him? Where did that come from, that we turn our politicians into some God figure? He himself would laugh at you. He'd mock you if you called him a name. If you thought he was that great, he'd laugh at you. He's a realist. I want to talk about COVID for a minute. I was never in the buffoon camp, as so many unfortunately still are in the radio business. I never said COVID-19 was just like the flu, that it was exaggerated by the Democrats just to harm Donald Trump's reelection chances. Others have done that to their eternal shame. This virus is not just like the flu. It kills more people, and it kills some people. The flu does not. It is a dangerous virus that must be taken seriously. That's the first paragraph of Chapter 5 of our Fight for America, just so you know where I'm coming from. First of all, I want to continue. The virus is clustered in urban areas, as have been all epidemics in recorded history. I should know. I have studied epidemics since graduate school. Yet the demonic and power-mad petty bureaucrats in the NIH and CDC and the governors in many Democrat states have made everyone suffer equally, whether they live in an urban center or not. It made no sense to close down all of New York State when everyone knows the disease has clustered in New York City. It made no sense to close down rural Northern California when the disease was clustered in Los Angeles and San Francisco. So why did these left-wing governors do it? I call it public health affirmative action. That's all found in our Fight for America. If you can find anyone writing better on this subject, buy their book.
The Westwood One Podcast Network. Fans of the spoken word, welcome. This is a podcast. Greetings, pod recipients. You are entering the Savage Nation. Read the book. See the movie. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Well, one of the founding members of this group, which was known as the Four Seasons, his name was Tommy DeVito. He died at age 92 from the coronavirus. Tommy, I hope that you're in heaven. He also wrote great songs like Walk Like a Man, Big Girls Don't Cry, 92 years old, dead from coronavirus. Anyway, so we're going to talk now about liberals, how smart they are and how much better they are than you and I, and how they know better than you and I. And they want to defund the police, don't they? Why do they want to defund the police? Most of them live behind gates in big million-dollar mansions, $2 million mansions, behind gates. And here's one that you're not going to believe. Are you ready for this one? A hypocrite of the worst kind. Defund the police activist Alyssa Milano. She's one of the biggest defund the police activists in California. She wants 90% of the police budget cut in Los Angeles. Okay, it's a family show. It's not a pure podcast. I would call her names you would never get over. You'd never get them out of your ears. A kid in the neighborhood is shooting a BB gun at squirrels. This phony Alyssa Milano calls 9/11, and a massive number of police arrive to defend her and protect her and her stupid husband and their children. She lives on her Bell Canyon property. At least 7 Ventura County Sheriff's vehicles, 1 canine unit, a police helicopter, and an LA Fire Department team sat down the street on standby. It shows the first responders coming to the aid of the actress and activist who is into defunding the police. She got scared. She thought it was someone who was stalking her. The 47-year-old hypocrite liar lives in an 8,000-square-foot, $2.5 million home in the upscale gated community that sits just 20 miles north of Los Angeles. This is the world we live in. You go on her Twitter feed, she wants the police defunded. Alyssa Milano, I never heard of her, truthfully. I don't know who she is. But why are all of these people so anti-police? And the minute something goes wrong, who do they call? A social worker? No, they call the police. Here's what I would do. But of course, I'm not a governor. I'm not a mayor. I would charge this lying hypocrite for the cost of all of that police presence and fire. I'd make her pay through the nose for what she did. The only thing these people understand is money. That's the only thing they ever understood. So that's the story today. That's the story you didn't want to hear. It will not make it to Wolf Blitzer, Jeffrey Toobin, Anderson Cooper, Allison Camerota, or the refrigerator bulb, Don Lemon. It will not make it to any of their shows. The black male who went berserk on a subway type car in Miami and beat up an innocent Hispanic woman, beat her mercilessly, threw her against the walls of the car, slammed her head against the seat. He was released shortly thereafter by an activist judge on the order of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We're living in insane times. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Actress Alyssa Milano is a prima donna example of who is after into the defunding the police movement. Immediately calls police when she believed an armed gunman was on her Bell Canyon property in California on Sunday morning. But it was a kid with a BB gun shooting at squirrels. That's the world you live in. The stupidest, most ignorant people in the world are the loudest in the anti-police movement. They're the loudest screaming racist in a crowded nation. How many times do I have to tell you that race itself is objective? Race does not tell you much about a person's character, about a person's beliefs, or past history, does it? It tells you nothing. Race unto itself is objective. So how can you say a whole race is this or a whole race is that unless you're a racist yourself? And yet this type of mentality, these type of Hollywood mentality, the media mentality, these are the people behind the sickness in our country. These are the people who will not report on the riots and the burning and the looting in Portland in the middle of forest fires. They will not report about Antifa arsonists starting brush fires up and down the Highway 5 corridor in Oregon. Well, I have no power thanks to... They ought to thank God I have no power. If Trump wins a second term, I think I'm going to ask him if he'll make me the head of the FCC. I was thinking about it. As much as I would hate to move to Washington, D.C., maybe you'll let me run it out of San Francisco out of the federal building. I would have such fun. The first thing I would, let's say I was the head of the FCC, I'd close CNN down for sedition and let them sue the government. I'd let them be in court for 10 years for all I care. Then I would probably put some of them in prison for spreading hatred and throwing charcoal lighter fuel on a race fire in the country. That's what I would do. I would put them out of business. You have no idea what power the FCC really has. You have to ask yourself, why does the NPR, why does National Public Radio still get federal funding? Why? Tell me why they get a nickel of federal funding. They're a straight left-wing propaganda channel. Why has Trump not cut them off? Well, there's a lot of questions that need answering. The man, they got, see, here's the thing, is they kept him off base his entire 4 years with false attacks. So he really could not push his agenda through. They did everything they could to keep him on his heels so he couldn't actually push forward his real agenda, which is our agenda of borders, language, culture. So by constantly attacking him with false charges, the man could not concentrate on really saving America at the end of the day, which is why I wrote Our Fight for America. Remember, I'm the architect of the Trump Revolution. You know, I'm sick and tired of making believe I'm not. I'm not going to sit here and say everyone. You know, no, not everyone. No. Some of the biggest supporters of Trump hated him during 2015, 2016. They mocked him. Some of your great heroes in talk radio, some rotten low-life lawyers who, if the wind blew the other way, would be a communist if it could make a dime. They put another nickel in their pocket. They'd become a communist tomorrow. They hated Trump. They mocked Trump. They called Trump voters Trumpers, trumpeteers, trumpets, trumpets in 2015. You don't remember that? I remember everything. I got my mother's memory. I never forget an enemy. I'll tell you that right now. It's an old joke. What's the last thing an Irishman forgets? His enemies. But that also applies to Jews. I never forget my enemies. I'll tell you that right now. And I never forget my friends. I never forget people who do me wrong. and I never lose. I've never lost. Everyone who has tried to destroy me has been destroyed in the process, either by me or by their own machinations. Fate is a real weird thing. Fate is a really weird thing. And karma is a really weird thing. I never forget my enemies. And people who have conspired to destroy me, both in the media and outside the media, every last one of them has fallen by the wayside. I'm telling you this for a reason that has nothing to do with this radio show. I'm telling it to you because God sees the truth but waits. And I'm telling it to you because this country needs to be cleaned up. I wrote Trump's war. I wrote it because I know what his war was to get him elected. I knew what his war had to be after he was elected. And I know we've only achieved about 90% of his original goals. Maybe. I don't think we got 10% of his goals. Sorry, I got it reversed. I don't think Trump has achieved 10% of the things he would like to have achieved or what he said he would achieve. We have no wall, for example. I mean, let's be clear. We'd be fools not to say that. Has he built the wall? Is there a wall with Mexico? No. Have we had any Islamic fascist terrorist attacks recently? No. That's a good thing. Why? Why do you think that the Islamo-fascists have stopped attacking us in America? Where are they? You think they went home? You think they all went back to their home country? They're here. Why are they not activated? Why are they not blowing things up and killing people? Why are we no longer here? Allahu Akbar with the bombs. When did that go away? How did that all stop? It's because we have a sheriff, a new sheriff in town, as tough as nails. And he's got the DHS really on top of them. You understand this? That's why you're living in relative safety. The real domestic terrorists are the ones that need to be rounded up right now. No, not 100 nights of burning Portland down and breaking windows. No, my friend. No, round them up and put them in jail right now. They are our internal enemy. They have done more damage to this country than ISIS has done to this country. Do you know that? Do you know that domestic terrorists in these left-wing movements have committed more violence and done more damage in this nation than foreign enemies? Do you know that? You don't know that. I know that. There's a lot of work to be done when Trump wins again, if he wins again. If he loses, I don't know what's going to happen in this country. With Kamala Harris and the evil machine of San Francisco running this country, I don't know if it's going to be a country safe for anyone to live in. All you got to do is walk through downtown San Francisco, and you will see what America will look like if Kamala Harris becomes president. Half the city is boarded up. Over 50% of the restaurants are out of business. The bums are still roaming in the streets like they own the city. Everyone else is afraid to go out and walk in the streets of San Francisco. They're always walking around with their heads swiveling around. The city has been decimated by the Harris-Pelosi machine. You want her to do that to America? Because that's what will happen if Trump loses. That's what's at stake. And what if Trump wins? What do we get out of it? We'll talk about that when I return right here on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
It is the Savage Nation. Well, Romney shows support for the Supreme Court vote now, which is great. And the Republicans will move a nominee before November 3rd. And that's going to be one of Trump's greatest legacies. A good one. You have to ask, why did Romney, the wobbler, suddenly come out and say he's going to support Trump on this? Why? Because even he in his home district would have got thrown out on his scarf. That's why. They would have fired him. His district is not that liberal. So he had to go along. He realizes this is a very important issue. And even he came to his senses, which is very good. Even the liberals have given up. They know it's going to happen. There's nothing they can do. It's that simple. Okay? NASA unveils $28 billion plan, roll of the drums, to land the first woman on the moon. Notice again, woman. Not superior woman, not superior pilot, not superior engineer, not superior astrophysicist, but a woman. What, any woman? They're going to just pick a woman off the street, a homeless woman? It has to be a woman? Why is there a woman landing a woman on the moon? Why? Where is this coming from, this insanity? It gets worse. Friends, that's a show to be reimagined with an all-black cast. That's the most racist thing I've ever seen in that. How in the world can you do a thing like this, excluding all other races without calling it racism? Do you understand how insane the country is because of the left wing? And it all goes back to people like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I'm sorry. These things do not happen in a vacuum. Insanity like this metastasizes from ideas like hers. But if you missed yesterday's show, please listen to the podcast because you need to know what she actually wrote to get it. Callers, Tim, San Francisco, KSFO, line two. What's on your mind, Tim? Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael.
Tim.
Yeah.
I'm from
San Diego, California. I call you every time I get a chance when I come into town, and I don't get, because they cut you off there, so I don't get to hear you anymore. And I'm here downtown San Francisco, and I just heard what you said, and I've been here for, I don't know, last month, but I get out of the car this morning. Here's a guy with his pants around his ankles. They almost step on two needles that are outside my car, you know, and I'm getting out of the car. Here's a guy crapping in the street. It's just sickening what happened to this town.
Well, that's Nancy Pelosi's politics.
Yeah.
That is Kamala Harris's backyard. That is Kamala Harris's backyard. That's exactly what America will look like if Biden and Harris win. You know that?
There are streets, literally on one street over from here, where there are just pimps and bums, and they just cut it off. There's no business left.
No, don't call them pimps and bums. What you mean is...
No.
I think you're using the wrong word. Homeless is the right word, not bum. And pimp is the wrong word. I would say purveyor of pleasure instead of pimp.
Yeah.
A provider of pleasure would be a pimp on the Kamala Harris, a provider of pleasurable things. And a bum, that doesn't exist. That's an evil word. I think what you really mean is an individual deprived of housing by a racist white government.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
It's a world upside down. They play trick-or-treat on our mind for years. Everything they do has been a failure. Everything that Pelosi has imagined has come to pass. It has destroyed this once beautiful, great city. I love this city. I once loved it. I once loved it. I don't love it anymore. I don't go to it anymore. I forgot to give him a copy of God Faith of our Fight for America. I was going to give him a gift, but I hung up too soon. I hit the button. Okay. All right. Here we are. Even if Trump wins, it only buys 4 years. Collapse is inevitable, says Mark in New York. All right, Mark, 30 seconds or less. Fire away. Let's hear what's bothering you.
Well, Michael, we're the same generation. We remember what this country was, what it did, World War II, et cetera, et cetera. We're both alive, even though we were children.
This
party has infiltrated. Now, Trump is trying to change the educational system.
Right.
Another good thing. That's imperative. You know.
Right. He wants to teach patriotism. Can you imagine that?
What is that, Michael? Patriotism?
I know. What is patriotism? Right. I get it.
Oh, my God.
Mark, so how does it win? Even if he wins, you're saying it's hopeless. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, this is the thing I had. Look, I listen.
Do you live in New York City, Mark?
Yes, I do. I grew up in the Bronx when you were in Queens.
But what did that man do to your city? What did that moronic governor, Meatball, what did Meatball do to your state?
Governor, and you're talking.
What did Meatball do to your state? Governor Meatball is like a crazy man. He decimated New York State. Let me send you a copy of our Fight for America. Maybe you'll have something to look forward to this. Well, you get it now. You're going to get it for Halloween. That's all. I'm sending you a Halloween present. Let's just send Mark a copy of our Fight for America while we still can. CDC says to stay away from trick or treating. Well, that makes sense. I would never let my kids go out now. I never liked them to do it anyway. They got mad at me. First of all, I never liked them to eat candy. That's number one. If you're saying you don't let your children eat candy, that's to begin with. You need them to ruin their teeth? You need them to develop diabetes at an early age? I never loved it. They liked it. They did. They said, Dad, don't be so mean. I never stopped them, but I discouraged them. I was the kind of bad guy in the neighborhood gave out boxes of raisins because the kids never took them. I would fill the thing like with raisin boxes. The kids would look at them and puke. They never wanted them. They wanted the garbage.
Savage.
I'm going to show you how crazy the world is that I live in and you live in. So I'm on a news story. I don't even know what it was. I forgot already during a break. And all I did was move over to an ad by accident. The cursor, I moved it by mistake to like a bikini ad. I don't know how. I don't know why. Next thing you know, I'm looking at bikini. I don't understand how these are legal. Peekaboo bikinis, the bikini. Sexy crotchless swimsuit. Complete string only. How do women allow to wear these on a beach? But then again, I'm sorry. I live in Ruth Bader Ginsburg's society. I don't understand this, but I didn't mean to look at this. I didn't want to look at this. I didn't intend to look at this. All I did is the cursor moved over slightly to the right during a break. The next thing you know, I'm looking at pornography in ads. So now what? Google now knows I want to look at extreme black micro bikini sets. And every I go, everything pop up. Pop up ads now for bikinis. That's the world I live in, all because I made one mistake with a cursor. Extreme, there's only four available and three other people have this in their cart right now. What is this? I'd rather talk about this than Ruth Bader Ginsburg's corpse, I'll tell you the truth. My mind is a very strange place in many ways. I can only focus on death and dying and destruction for so long until maybe by accident my subconscious moved the cursor over to the bikini ads, right? Jim, that's what probably happened. I mean, you know, therefore choose life. I mean, this is life at the end of the day, looking at beautiful bikinis and stuff. Better than looking at an old woman in a casket somewhere that's going to be wheeled around the country so that we can worship at Lenin's tomb. Well, that's it for the show. I hope that you've enjoyed learning about our fight for America, I guess, which includes the peekaboo ruffled bikini. I don't know. That's also America, isn't it? Isn't it all part of America? Isn't America wonderful? From the high to the low, from the peaceful to the violent, from the good to the bad, from the right to the wrong. From Mike to the mic. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.